This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good morning. It's a Wednesday. This is the 7th day of October. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. It's a beautiful day here in Urbana-Champaign. We're under sunny skies on the way to a high of 77 degrees. Light and variable winds if you're on the farm and harvesting corn or soybeans. Be careful out there today. If you're on the by roads, watch out for them because there'll be some big combines and tractors, no doubt, moving along with semis and trucks that are hauling grain and oil seeds back into the elevators and into their local grain bins. They move slow. You won't win that battle, so make a wide berth for them. They're watching out for you. Just be safe out on the roads, and we'll get through the harvest season really quite easily and really quickly this year. It's moving along very fast. One other item before we get started this morning with the numbers from the CME group. We are in the midst of our second day of the fall pledge period here. That's the time when we ask our listeners, in particular I'm asking our agricultural listeners, all of those who are trading in Chicago and on the floors across those offices in the Midwest, and all the folks that are listening to me that are farmers and work on the agricultural side, to pledge their financial support this morning. It's really simple, easy to do. It's actually, quite frankly, the right thing. This is public radio. The last time I checked, and I think this number is right, about 40% of what we operate on comes from you, our listeners. And if you don't belly up, then we have a problem. I know, in fact, that on the farm, you do have a problem this year. You're yields, at least in East Central Illinois, parts of it may be tough. I'm not too worried about the rest, you folks, but the rest of you who have a good yield that's coming in, especially on your soybean crop, maybe you might think about sending a few bushels to WILL. You can do that right now at 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. It's really quick and easy to do. Or you can go online to where just the willag.org website. I've set it up so that there's a link directly to the places that you need to donate. When you do that, make sure you tell them that you're donating in support of ag programming. Ag programming at 217-244-9455. Now, let's take a quick look at what's been happening in Chicago this morning in the grains pit. Corn futures are down 2 3/4. They're at 395.5 for the December contract. March at 406, 2.5 lower. July down 2 3/4 at 416 3/4. December corn down 2 1/4 at $4.17. That's for next year, the 2016 crop. November beans down 0.25 cent at $8.87 3/4. January at $8.91 1/2 lower. The March unchanged. May unchanged. July up 0.25. And the August contract down 0.25 at this hour. November of next year down 0.5 cent. And the 2016 soybeans. Bean meal is up $1.70. Bean oil 29 cents higher. Wheat futures are trading. December contract down 7.5 at $5.18 3/4. July, the harvest month of next year, down 7 3/4 for the soft red at 5.32 3/4. The hard red in the July is down 4 cents. It's at 5.46. Live cattle futures are up $3.95. The feeders are up $2.75. And lean hogs today are 22.5 cents higher. On the line to talk with us about these numbers is Jackie Vakes, as usual, on a Wednesday morning. Good morning to you, Jackie, at Stewart Peterson.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me just a bit about your view of the marketplace this morning, how things have changed, if at all, in the last week.
Well, I think there are a number of things that have changed in the last week since we had the grain stocks report. But I think when you look at today's action and the action earlier in the week, it's primarily a lot of position squaring. We're getting ready for the report that's going to come out on Friday. You know, we have some good estimates out on it now, so it gives the trade a little bit of information to digest. We still continue to have strong harvest moving on. I mean, couldn't ask for any more beautiful weather than what we've been having. In fact, yesterday, farmers in the U.S. actually turned into sellers. They started selling corn. They started selling beans, which was a pretty big surprise. At least it was a surprise to me. And so, you know, it's a go ahead.
How do you know that happened?
Well, I have my sources.
I was thinking, really? How do you know that happened?
From some pretty big sources that have a lot of places. And so they were surprised, too. They didn't think they'd see the farmer be a seller at all, but he was. And we did see farmers selling down in Brazil actually slow down because the real has posted a little bit of a rally, so it's not quite as attractive to them. I mean, they're waiting. If we end up at 4.5 to a dollar, you know, that they'd be foolish for them to be selling everything right now. But they've been rewarding the market. They're about 3% done in the country, and in some parts of the country, 50% sold already. So you know that it definitely is something that they believe in. We also have the funds in here. You know, we've got funds long corn 87,000, their short beans 24,000, and their short wheat 25,000. And so, you know, each time that that we see some type of a rally, you always end up seeing some type of fund, or I should say profit taking. I shouldn't say fund taking, but we do believe that that's what some of it is.
What are you looking forward to on Friday morning from the USDA?
Having the report over? Is that a good answer?
That actually is not a bad answer, honestly. I'm just looking forward to having the report over. Will there be many changes, do you suppose?
Well, you know, I think the one that most of us are waiting to see is if there are any changes in acreage. You know, the expectation is that we're going to lower the carryout for corn, that we're going to lower the carryout for beans and for wheat because of the grain stocks report on wheat. And so this October report sometimes carries some big surprises, and sometimes it's not that big a deal. But it has been volatile over the last number of years, and so I would expect that it will probably be volatile. It'll depend upon how we go into the report. If they feel like they've got themselves postured for everything except for a gigantic surprise, you know, then we'll just go on and we'll continue to look at what harvest is and determine whether or not farmers are selling enough to push the market any lower.
I suppose based on the average trade estimates, lowering the carryout for the corn, not that big a deal. We're at 1.592 at the moment, and the average trade estimate is 1.534 billion bushel carryout. For the soybeans, a bit more, but still an important number because it remains large. 450 million is the current projection by USDA as of the September report. Average trade estimate at 414 million by the time we get to the fall of next year for the soybean carryout. But it's still a big number, a really big number.
Well, it is. You know, that's reality. And I think, you know, the most true statement you can make, it doesn't make a difference so much as to how big the number is right now. It depends upon what demand does as we go down the road. You know, demand is still going to be the driver to clean all of this up. And I have seen some guesses as low as 398 million and 1.5 billion for corn. But, you know, there too, when you look at the range of guesses, it just tells you how uncertain people are as to where we're going to be. But demand is still the key, and we're going to have to deal with it. I saw Bernanke came out and made a comment. He said they were expecting China to kind of implode, but it's the other emerging countries that they're very concerned about. And I think that the entire immigrant situation over there now, with the pressure that they've got going on within the economies, is a tough situation. Did you see Greece actually opened up the Olympic venue to house people, to house immigrants? And so that's quite something.
Did he point to what part of the world for the emerging countries, or just globally? Do you remember?
No, he didn't.
So I was just thinking. I was thinking back to the late 1990s, the mid to late 1990s, when really we across the United States and in agriculture, we were talking about the Asian tigers at that point coming on, and then they just didn't manage to make it. And some of them were emerging countries at the time. Japan was leading that run, and of course, Japan faltered. And then the rest of East Asia faltered with them. And it took another 10 years, really, before things began to happen. And that was led, of course, by China. So it'll be interesting to talk more this afternoon, I think, during the closing remark report about these and other issues. Hey, thanks so much, Jackie, for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great one.
See you
later.
Jackie Vakes is with Stuart Peterson. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Coming up on the top of the hour, it'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Have dialed in yet? I hope so, but if not, 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL, 217-244-9455. Or just go online to willag.org and hit those buttons that say, pledge now and sustainer and all those things. It's the right thing to do. It's the important thing to do. I hope that what we do here for agricultural programming makes a difference in the way you market. If it does, show us a little love and send some money our way too. I'm Todd Gleason.